Right. Yeah, we're on the board. I don't think we're going to win a set of steak knives. But we're not going to win that Cadillac, that's for sure.
I want the Ginsu. Keep the Cadillac.
Yeah. You want what?
The Ginsu. The Ginsu knife.
You want Ginsu?
I want Ginsu.
Rather than a Cadillac?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I want the university to get all the money.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's
who I am.
That's where I'm
coming from, man. But yes, we're on the board. All right. Okay. Let's see. What we just hear?
Yeah. Thank you, Ann, for calling in your pledge.
Hey,
it was a delight
thank
to
you,
speak
Ann.
With you. Yeah.
That's very nice. We played some piano music for you there at the end. There's a great story behind the opening number we heard at the top of that set. One of the many we're hearing from the fabulous team of Harry Warren and Matt Gordon. Now he wrote with Johnny Mercer, and he wrote with Al Dubin.
Yeah.
But he wrote great tunes with Mr. Matt Gordon. Let's face it. I think the cream of the crop, personally. The song At Last was written for the 1941 musical, and nobody will remember this. I mean, a long-forgotten 20th Century Fox musical called Sun Valley Serenade with Sonia Henie, John Payne, Mr. Glenn Miller, and get this, Uncle Milty. Milton Berle, that's right.
Wow.
Glenn Miller and his orchestra recorded the tune several times, with a 1942 version reaching number 2 on the Billboard pop music chart. I have to interrupt myself. You know, sometimes you have to interrupt yourself.
Yeah.
I have to do a station ID. Yeah. Folks, you're listening to WRIU Kingston, 90.3 FM. Also streaming at WRIU.org and available on a number of free downloadable apps that you can find out about there at WRIU.org. Also, we're doing Radiothon. The telephone number is 401-792-9030. Please call. Please donate. Any little amount helps. Any and all are welcome. Okay? I said okay in a weird way. In 1960, rhythm and blues singer Etta James recorded an arrangement by Riley Hampton that improvised on Warren's original melody. Her rendition was the title track on her debut album and was eventually inducted, the song, that is, and her, actually,
her version.
When they do this,
it's
her recording of the tune, or the artist's recording of the tune.
Yes.
Which is quite a tribute.
Yeah, like the Flamingos, that's the definitive version of Warren's song.
I think so, yeah. And so it was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999.
Yeah.
One other note about this mostly forgotten 20th Century Fox musical, it also featured Dorothy Dandridge performing another Warren and Gordon song called Chattanooga Choo Choo, which was nominated for an Oscar for Best Song, and which was also inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1996. Then we heard You'll Never Know, and that came from the 1944 musical. By the way, all of these are 20th Century Fox musicals. By this time, Warren had left Warner Brothers to move to Fox, and so he's writing for the likes of Don Ameche and Alice Bay and Sonia Henie, and he's not writing for Dick Powell anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, in any event, another musical with Alice Faye starring. You'll Never Know, sung by Alice Faye herself. And then another Fox musical, this one made in 1942 and called Iceland, featured a number of Warren Gordon tunes, including two sung by singer-actress Joan Merrill. They were You Can't Say No to a Soldier and There Will Never Be Another You. Unfortunately, I couldn't find Joan Merrill's version of There Will Never Be Another You, but Ella Fitzgerald, come on. She gave us her interpretation of that tune from a record called North Sea Jazz Legendary Concerts, and it was brilliant. And then we heard You Can't Say No to a Soldier from Iceland, sung by Joan Merrill herself. And wrapping up the set, this thing I just stumbled upon, this collection of solo vignettes, piano vignettes, written and played by Harry Warren. So we heard from his piano vignettes, we heard a little number called Can Do. All right. So that is that. And, well, keep those calls a-coming, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking at the phone. We have lines open.
We have lines open.
We do.
Yeah.
So please give us a call.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, we're moving on to, some of the real meat and potatoes.
It's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga juju?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga choo-choo?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about 3:45. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing 8 to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga, Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
Thank you. Gosh, I got a gal
in Kalamazoo.
Don't want to boast, but I know she's the toast
of Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
Years have gone by.
My, how she grew.
I liked her looks when I carried her books
in Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
I'm gonna send a wire, hopping on a flight,
leaving today.
Am I dreaming? I can hear her screaming.
Hiya, Mr. Jackson, everything's okay. K-A-L-A-M-A-C-O. Oh, what a gal.
I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to.
I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest girl
in Kalamazoo.
Zoo, 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 zoo. Kalamazoo.
Open.
Yes, Wayne.
Yeah.
In this set, which I would say was a real pipperoo.
Yeah, it was a corker.
We got into some of Warren's fantastic 1940s catalog, starting with Chattanooga Choo Choo and I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo, both songs written with Mack Gordon and played by the Glenn Miller Orchestra, featuring the voice of Tex Beneke.
Beneke, I think.
Beneke?
Yeah, sorry. Beneke. Okay.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Beneke. Tex. I just call him
Tex. Sorry to name check you there.
We're just calling him Tex.
Yeah, we just call him Tex.
Chattanooga Choo Choo, which was sung by Dorothy Dandridge in the 1944 film Sun Valley Serenade, as we mentioned before, was originally recorded in 1941 by Tex Beneke, singing the lead. It was the first song to receive a gold record, presented by RCA Victor in 1942 for sales of 1.2 million copies.
Now, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
RCA Victor's first gold record.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
1942.
Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Kalamazoo is another song that went to number one, and again, recorded by Glenn Miller, who's what a fabulous band. And it, too, was written by Harry Warren with Mack Gordon for the film Orchestra Wives.
Nobody remembers these movies.
No.
Just these tunes.
And no one remembers Orchestra Wives.
No. Well, I'm not sure about that.
Some did. You're right. So that was cruel.
Yeah.
As with Chattanooga, the song also was featured, also featured Tex Beneke, Marion Hutton, in The Modernaires. I bet you didn't know, Wayne, that The Clash's lead singer, Joe Strummer, was a big fan of that song.
I would not have known that.
He was.
You brought that to my attention, but yeah,
and
otherwise, no.
I was trying to find a recording of him, and I swear it's out there actually doing it, like a bootleg. But he was influenced in the song, the Clash song, Jimmy Jazz, from London Calling, near the end of that song.
Yeah, I love Jimmy Jazz.
Joe spells out the letters of the titular character before shouting to the police who are looking for Jimmy Jazz, not, oh, what a gal, or even, oh, what a guy, but instead, suck on that. And that is why we miss Joe Strummer.
That's right.
J-A-Z-Z-Z-Z.
That fella in Joe's song wasn't going to tell that cop anything about the whereabouts of Mr. Jimmy Jazz.
Jimmy Jazz.
No, he's not a rat.
How we miss Joe Strummer.
Oh, man, you better believe it.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, I bet you didn't know about a filmmaker named Raymond DeFelitta.
No.
And his movie blog. Yeah, I discovered this. I was just looking around for stuff about Harry
Warren.
Yeah, I think it's DeFelitta. But I found this blog, and he wrote this terrific piece called The Harry Warren Show, and in parentheses, it says, Harry Who, which talks about fame eluding Harry Warren.
Yeah.
He never became the household name that Irving Berlin or Cole Porter or George Gershwin did. And he had a particular abhorrence for Irving Berlin. Let me put it a different way. He had a particular animosity.
Yeah. Jealousy, for, maybe.
For Berlin, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
For some reason. I don't know why. Yeah. But he infamously once remarked, in World War II, they bombed the wrong Berlin.
Ooh.
Wow.
Boy.
So now this is just an aside. But I always find it curious when artists dish on each other like that. You know, some of the most notable, George Bernard Shaw hating the works of William Shakespeare when Shakespeare's not even around to defend himself, right? Joni Mitchell calling Bob Dylan inauthentic. And once, surrealist painter, who, and I know we both have a fondness for this guy's paintings, for his work, Marc Chagall.
Yes,
love Marc Chagall, right? Surrealist Marc Chagall on Pablo Picasso. Chagall once said, "What a genius that Picasso. It's a pity he doesn't paint."
Oof.
So let's say Harry was not wild about his lack of recognition. DeFelitta goes on to say, "I actually knew Harry in the last years of his life, and he was filled with contradictions. A warm, welcoming man who was openly bitter about his lack of recognition. A Brooklyn boy who retained the modesty and accent of his origins while living a life of unapologetic lavishness on his estate in Beverly Hills, a private and retiring man who professed to miss the fame that others of his ilk, and many not quite up to his extraordinary standard, right? His talent. I mean, some of these same names we've mentioned didn't even approach him. So, you know, he had trouble with that. It's probably safe to say that, did we hear that? No, we didn't hear that yet. We're jumping ahead a little bit. So let's play the tune, and then we'll get back to this.
Nice.
Okay?
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play, tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore. That's amore.
Bells will ring,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella. Hearts will play,
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella.
just like pasta frazzle.
That's amore.
That's amore.
When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Amore,
that's amore.
A one, a two. Zing, 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 zing.
Got it? Man, that's my native tongue.
Look out.
Zoom, 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 zoom.
Zing, zing, zing a little song with me. I know we're not beside the Zuyder Zee, but when you're sitting by the side of me, I want to sing a little song. Sing some sentimental melody about a chapel or an apple tree, about a couple living happily, and I'll be glad to sing along.
And I'll be glad it ain't the season
that has me kind of silly. You really are a dolly and a dilly. You got a reason to cuddle sort of close to me, and we could do a very clever bit of close harmony.
Zing,
zing, zing, it's getting late, my pet.
My pet.
We got a most important date to set. I'm sure that we could make a great duet, and we could sing a little love song all night long.
Sing, zing, zing a little song with me.
Sing a little song.
I know we're not beside the side.
And I'll be glad to sing along.
But when you're sitting by the side of me,
you wanna what?
I wanna sing a little song.
Sing some sentimental melody that's all about
a chapel or an apple tree.
And I'll be glad
about
to
a couple
sing
living happily.
How's that with you?
Well, I'll be glad to sing it too.
Well, okay.
It ain't a season that has me kind of silly. You really are a
dolly,
ooh, a dolly and a dilly.
Oh, no.
You got a reason to cuddle sort of close to me, and we could do a very clever bit of close harmony.
Sing,
sing, zing, it's getting
zing,
late, my friend.
Forgot to set the date.
I know that we could make a great duet.
I'll be the tenor,
alto, and baritone.
And we could sing a little love song all a night long.
Sing, sing, sing a little song with me. I know we're not beside the Zuyder Zee, but when you're sitting by the side of me, we want to sing.
We want to sing a little song.
If we do, we gotta sing some sentimental melody.
We gotta sing
about a chapel or an apple tree, about a couple living happily. We want to sing.
We want to sing a little song. That's got me off my noodle.
Could be the Wiener Schnitzel.
Could be the apple strudel.
Oh. When we're together, I want to sing a serenade.
And we could touch it up a bit and make it hit and do it with a little zing, zing, zing. We're killing at the Met. You know we make a great duet.
How can we miss?
With stuff like this.
Are you well?
I'll make it.
Oh, well, we'll settle for a love song all night long.
Yeah, so I was going to say before, but hadn't played the tune. But it's probably safe to say that Dean Martin's rendering of That's Amore from the 1953 Martin and Lewis comedy, The Caddy. Do you think it's their best, The Caddy?
Yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah, all of when they were a team, you can't miss with any of those. I mean, it's not Shakespeare, but it's great,
fun. I mean,
great comedy.
Yeah. Anyway, it's probably safe to say that the tune, That's Amore, as Dean Martin does it, looms larger than the name of the man behind that music. Hmm. That's Amore was Harry Warren's last major pop hit. After Dino, we heard Just For You, Zing a Little Song. See what I did with the Z's there? Yeah. Zing a Little Song. Warren writing, this time with a new lyricist. We mentioned Al Dubin and Johnny Mercer and Mac Gordon. But this time he wrote with Leo Robin, who also wrote the lyrics for, and I didn't know this until I did, Thanks for the Memory, yeah, for which he won an Academy Award,
yep,
and Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. Yeah. So he was no slouch, Robin.
No.
Zing a Little Song comes from the 1952 Bing Crosby film Just For You. Joining him on that tune was Jane Wyman, and also Judd Conlin and the Judd Conlin Rhythm Ayers. Mm-hmm. And I like these backing groups. They all have names like that, like they the do. Modern Ayers, the Rhythm Ayers, the Kevin Ayers.
Occasionally one of the Ayers would break through to solo status.
Yeah,
Joe Stafford was one of
those.
There
you go. They would just they would distinguish themselves,
yes,
and they would rise above.
They would elbow their way in front of the other Ayers.
Now, what we've been talking about donations tonight, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
The phone is not ringing at the moment. We started hot.
Yeah, we got
a little lull here, so
yeah,
please
a little lull.
Make these lines ring. We got two open lines, and we'd love to...
We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
401-792-9030. Now I want to tell you where this money goes, all right? Costs $1,000 to send DJs to cover a varsity game for 3 days. Wow. Do you call them DJs when they're sportscasters? I'd rather call them sportscasters.
Sportscasters, yeah.
It costs $500 to replace one of these mics that we're talking into. Mm. It costs $250 to replace a CD player. And it's always nice to do a shout-out to WRIU by giving $90 and 3 cents, right? 90.3.
That's
classic. There you go. Shout-out to the station's call number. And to operate the landlines costs $50 a month. Okay, that's where the money goes. And not to mention $25,000 annual repayment towards tower replacement.
Which is
priority number one.
Fall, am I right?
Well,
October, are we talking?
That is the word.
Yeah.
That is the word.
That will be great. That will be a great day.
Yes, it'll be a fab day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
More music.
I'm listening for that phone. You know, I'm
looking for the light.
Straining.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll just play some more music. Where are we going to start, Mike?
I think with Sidney
Bechet. Thank you.
I drink nothing, folks, but that is night. Back and back, exactly where the fellas do the back and a whimmy, wiggy, wacky, woo. They got a way to entertain with hurry, hurry, hurricane. Back and back, exactly where the fellas do the back and a whimmy, wiggy, wacky, woo. Fujiyama, got your mama, then your troubles increase. Send me cola and a soda, Hershey shake, milkshake, 10 cents a piece. They hug you and kiss each night, boy, jingle is worth the price. Back in exactly where the fellas do the back and the women wicked wacky woo.
Nothing but that at night.
Back in Nagasaki, where the fellas do the baggy and the women wicky wacky woo.
Oh, the way they entertain would hurry, hurry, hurry a hurricane.
Back in Nagasaki, where the fellas do the baggy and the women wicky wacky woo.
Oh, Fujiyama, you get a mama, then your troubles increase, boys.
In a pagoda, she orders a soda, banana, banana, indeedy.
They kissy and huggy nice, by jingo, it's worth the price.
Back in Nagasaki, where the fellas do the baggy and the women wicky wacky woo.
They give you a carriage free, the horses are Japanese.
Back in Nagasaki, where the fellas shoot you back, yeah, the women make you wacky woo.
You know what? They sit you on the floor and splinter you galore.
Back in Nagasaki, where the fellas shoot you back, yeah, the women make you wacky woo.
Oh, sweet kimono, I tried to phone her, found the number engaged.
In a pagoda, she orders the soda, banana, banana, indeed.
You just have to act your age, or you wind up inside a cage.
Back in Nagasaki, where the fellas shoot you back, yeah, the women make you wacky woo.
ba 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 ba.
Then up I go to she orders a soda, banana, banana.
Now when the girls jujitsu, seems like a bus has hit you.
Back in Nagasaki where the fellas shoot your backy and the women make you wacky move.
Got to be found. Ask her when she cleaned my room, what she did with my perfume. I can't lose it, I got to use it. Lulu's back in town. Got to get my old tuxedo pressed. Got the sew button on my vest, cause tonight I got to look my best. Lulu's back in town. Got to find a half a buck somewhere. Shine my shoes and slick my hair. Get a fresh boot and L. Lulu's back in town. You can tell all your pets, all your blondes and brunettes. We lip off these diddle-doo-doo. Well, I just won't be around. Tell the mailman not to call. I won't be back until the fall. Better get back at over. Lulu's back in town. You can tell all your pets, I blondes and brunettes. Well, I just won't be around. Well, tell the man not to call. I won't be back until the fall. Better get back at all, cause Lulu's back in town. Lulu's back in town. Back in town.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, do I love that.
Right.
Hey, we historically, we moved about a bit during the first set.
Yeah, we wiggle. We had wiggle room.
Yeah, from the...
made it, created it.
First, from an obscure 1938 Western called Rose of the Rio Grande, we heard a swing, which had, by the way, Marlon Brando's wife was the Rose in the title. Second wife, believe it or not. We heard a swinging take on the Harry Warren-composed title music played by Mr. Sidney Bechet. Then, backing up a decade, two versions from 1928 Harry Warren-Mort Dixon number called Nagasaki. Writing for Time magazine, Richard Corliss described Nagasaki as something like the definitive gotta get up and do the Charleston song, with Warren's effervescent syncopation dragging the folks onto the dance floor and Mort Dixon's lyric goading them into a sing-along.
It is a sing-along.
It is. The song's been covered by dozens of people, dozens of times. And the version we heard both emphasized that syncopation, but were quite different. We heard Django Reinhardt in the quintet of the Hot Club of France,
yeah,
with lead vocal, a great vocal, by Freddie Taylor. to adjust the lyric of the song where it goes, "Oh, by Jingo," to "Oh, by Django."
You know, Freddie Taylor's as smooth as silk.
He is. He is.
You can't say the same thing about Hugh Laurie.
I love that cut, though.
Yeah, right. Another version of the tune followed from the TV series that somehow, over the last month or so, I can't seem to get away from. Their rendition, that is, Jeeves and Wooster's rendition of Nagasaki, arranged by Ann Dudley, and featuring the multi-talented Hugh Laurie, who played Bertie Wooster on the show, singing and scatting along. And then finally in that set, Leon Redbone doing another much-loved and covered Al Dubin and Harry Warren song called "Lulu's Back in Town" from the 1935 film Broadway Gondolier. Tell me, one tidbit you know about Broadway Gondolier.
I have not a tidbit, but I do have one with Mr. Redbone. He performed twice, not once, but twice live on the first season of Saturday Night Live. Few people can say that. And on one of those shows, one of those musical episodes, the cut to him wearing, they open with a shot of his shoes. And those shoes were borrowed from Newport's own blues genius, Mr. Paul Jeremiah.
No. How do you know
that? I have heard that from the source.
From the source himself.
Yes, yes. And
I wish he were here to tell us about that, but I'll settle for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, Broadway Gondolier. You know, maybe, you know, that was somewhat autobiographical on Harry Warren's part. Maybe he was thinking about the old country and, you know. Right. So directed by Lloyd Bacon. The song was sung by... Hey, there it is again. I wish I had a dollar. I wish I had a dollar in donations for every time I mention the name of Mr. Dick Powell tonight.
You've mentioned that more than you've mentioned the name Boog Powell to me, and you were a fan.
I know. I was a big fan of Boog Powell. Yeah. Anybody named Boog. All right. And guess who backed him up?
Who was that, Wayne?
The Swingin' Mills Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Great. Okay, moving on. We've got... maybe time for another set, and maybe time to take some more calls.
Yeah, and let's get those phones ringing.
Yeah.
I'm right next to me are two lines, and there's nothing happening at the moment, Wayne. We gotta get at least a few more donations.
Yeah, a couple more would be good.
That would be nice.
Make us look like superstars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the name of Picture This.
Yeah,
please.
In the name of Picture This, film music on the radio, 401-792-9030. Either Michael or I will pick up and we'll take your pledge. Yeah. Okay, more music.
Life begins when somebody's eyes look into your own. Life begins when you get your gal all alone. From morning until twilight, I don't know I'm alive. But I know love begins at 8:45. The stars are gonna twinkle and shine. How they'll shine this evening, about 8:45. My loving arms are gonna tenderly twine around you, around 8:45. I know I won't be late, called at 8:30. I'm gonna hurry there, I'll be waiting where the lane begins, waiting for you on needles and pins. And then the world is gonna be mine, mine all mine, this evening about 8:45.
late, 'cause at 8:30 I'm gonna hurry there. I'll be waiting where the lane begins, waiting for you on needles and pins. And then the world is gonna be mine, mine all mine, this evening about 8:45.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. With every sigh I become more mad about you, more lost without you. And so it goes. Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, my heart won't try.
Judy.
will you take a second chorus?
Okay, boys, that I'll do.
Oh, Judy, if we find the right spot, can we come in with you?
Why, sure.
Thanks a lot.
Back in Ohio, where I come from, I've done a lot of dreaming and I've traveled some, but I never thought I'd see the day when I ever took a ride on the Santa Fe.
She never thought she'd see the day she'd ride the Santa Fe.
I would lean across my windowsill and hear the whistle echoing across the hill. Then I'd watch the lights till they fade away on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
The Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
What a thrill with the wheels singing westward ho. From the day I heard them start, across the Kansas plains through New Mexico, I guess I've got a little gypsy in my heart. When I'm old and gray and settled down, if I ever get a chance to sneak away from town, then I'll spend my busman's holiday on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Topeka and the Santa Fe.
Atchison, Topeka and the Santa Fe. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Wow, Mike, how about those Merry Macs?
They made me merry.
Yeah, they put the shine on that apple.
Yeah. And Judy, what can you
oh,
say
geez.
About Judy?
Okay, that was a bad joke. Yeah. From 1945 to 1952, Harry Warren worked at MGM. So if you're tracking this, he went from Warner Brothers in the 30s and early 40s, and then he moved on to 20th Century Fox, and then he moved on to MGM, and there he won his third Oscar, writing with one of our favorite people, Johnny Mercer, on the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe from the Harvey Girls, which we heard in the third and final spot just now, with the fabulous Judy Garland crooning the tune and able assistance from the Merry Macs. Opening the set, Al Jolson. Al Jolson gave us A Quarter to Nine from the 1935 musical Go Into Your Dance.
Yeah.
This, by the way, that song, what was it called? Quarter to Nine. Quarter to Nine. And she's a Latin from Manhattan, yeah, with the most notable tunes from the movie. And hopefully we have time to get a version of that one.
She's a Latin from Manhattan is a favorite. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? We'll skip to that one, and then we'll do our adioses.
Yeah.
Okay? We follow Jolson with the great Chet Baker and his take on The More I See You, a song that was introduced by Dick Hames in the 1945 film Diamond Horseshoe. And the song was sort of a leitmotif throughout that entire movie. It was played under the overture, and it was part of incidental music that came up periodically in the film. So that was a song that really stuck, The More I See You. And years later, we were talking about it, Chris Montez,
I believe, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was probably
born. Oh, yeah, Chris Monte is, yeah. I'm confusing,
Chris Monte
that
is
was somebody
friend,
I know.
Yeah. Chris is terrific, and I bet Chris could do a tremendous version of The More I See You. In fact, when we see Chris Monte next, we're going to ask
him. Yeah, we'll
him
ask him to do Chris Montez's version of The More I See You. That's right. Okay, we'll get this, She's a Latin from Manhattan. We'll get that one in, and whatever else we can squeeze.
Fate sent her to me over the sea from Spain. Ah, she's the one in a million for me. I found my romance when she went dancing by. Ah, She must be Castilian. Sisi. Is she from Havana or Madrid? But something about her is making me doubt her. I think I remember the kid. She's a Latin from Manhattan. You can tell by her manana. She's a Latin from Manhattan and not Havana. Though she does a rumba for us, and she calls herself Dolores, she was in a Broadway chorus known as Susie Donahue. She can take a tambourine and whack it, but with her it's just a racket. She's a hoofer from 10th Avenue. She's a Latin from Manhattan. She's a 42nd Streeter. She's a Latin from Manhattan, Senorita Donahue. From 10th Avenue. She's a Latin from Manhattan. She's a 42nd Streeter. She's a Latin from Manhattan. Senorita Donahue.
I wonder if that was live from the Carlisle Room. Jeez. In any event, we went uptown to hear lounge genius Bobby Short deliver a live take on Al Dubin and Harry Warren's She's a Latin from Manhattan, which was originally in the film Go Into Your Dance and has the distinction of being the only film to star both Mr. Al Jolson and his wife at the time, Ruby Keeler. All right, Mike, I have to get the station ID in. Okay. Just give me a moment. Let me find myself. And scene. All right. You're listening to WRIU Kingston, 90.3 FM. Also streaming at WRIU.org and available on a number of free downloadable apps that you can find out about on the website.
Yeah. And Wayne, I just want to close with my favorite quick lyric from a Harry Warren song. This from the girlfriend of the Whirling Dervish.
Oh, yes. We love that one.
And the stanza that goes, when he goes out to make an honest rupee, she goes out and makes a lot of whoopee.
Whoopee, yeah, making whoopee. All right. Yeah, Radiothon wrap up. Well, thanks. Thanks, folks, for calling and donating. And, you know, every dollar counts, so we really appreciate it. really appreciate that you took the time not only to listen to the program, but to pick up the phone. So thanks for that. You've been listening to WRIU Kingston 90.3 FM, also streaming at WRIU.org. As I said before, I sound like my own echo chamber here, but available on a number of free downloadable apps that you can find out about at WRIU.org. The show is called Picture This, Film Music on the Radio. I'm Wayne Cresser, and until next time, as Ferris Bueller might say, slow down, will you? Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. Goodbye. Thank you, Mike, for joining me, by the way.
Thank you, Wayne, for having me.
Okay, we'll do it. We'll do it again. I should mention very quickly, we had to leave out maybe a set and three quarters of Harry Warren music. So, do you think a dozen?
I think so.
I think it Baker's dozen, maybe. Yeah. So when we returned, it was when we returned to these very airwaves, we can do part two.
I think we should.
Okay. All right. Good night.
Can remember when I was at the age of 15 and 16, I had some good times.